About this time yesterday, we called the Wisconsin State Senate leader who wants to limit collective bargaining for some public employee unions in his state. Republican Senator Scott Fitzgerald said his Democratic colleagues, quote, embarrassed themselves by fleeing the state to prevent the state Senate from voting. This morning, we have the Democratic Senate leader on the line. Mark Miller, welcome to the program.
Good morning.
Is it, in fact, embarrassing to be talking to us from an undisclosed location?
Well, I think it was embarrassing that the governor tried to take away workers' rights in just 4 short days from the time he introduced the bill to the time he asked for it. The only option available to us was to deny a quorum so that this bill could have greater exposure.
Although that does raise that will raise a lot of questions with a lot of people. Is it small d democratic to prevent a lawfully elected Senate from voting?
Well, I think it's in support of democracy. You can see what a tremendous response in opposition to the governor's proposal to take away workers' rights raised. And so we were doing, I think, the thing that was in support of democracy.
You have pulled a lot of people out onto the streets. That is certainly true. But Republicans can say, look, they won the election. This is a lawfully elected body. Why not let it move forward?
Well, if you're the majority and you have the power, you also have a responsibility to assure that what you propose is not rammed through in 4 short working days, particularly something that strips away workers' rights.
Now, your Democratic colleagues in Wisconsin's Assembly are apparently, in the other house of the Assembly, apparently going to work today and offering many, many amendments. We've heard reports suggesting there may be hundreds of amendments. Why would your fellow senators not want to join that?
We had the option to deny the quorum when the bill came up before us. It came before us first. And it came before us just 4 days after it was introduced.
Mm-hmm.
It came before us on the same day that the public hearing was prematurely terminated in order to be able to rush the bill through. So at the time that this came up, after only 4 days, leaving the Capitol was our only option.
Does that mean that having delayed the process, that you're going to be willing in some reasonable amount of time to vote on this bill, even if you're going to lose the vote?
Well, we have provided a window of opportunity for cooler heads to prevail. The state employees have offered to give the governor the economic concessions he felt he required to be able to balance the next year's budget, and they've asked in return to be able to keep their ranks as workers. So it's no longer an economic issue. And with that being the case, we have provided an opportunity for there to be a resolution.
Do you see any way that there can be a resolution other than, do you see a way forward for negotiation here is what I'm asking?
Well, absolutely there's a way for negotiation. And there's an offer on the table right now, which is very public, which is that the state employees have agreed to the economic concessions. They want to retain their rights. The governor should accept that. Any kind of a governor that has that kind of a good deal should pick it up.
What I mean is, are there any Republican senators who have indicated to you in your conversations that they might be willing to swing over to your side?
We have been in discussions with the Republican legislators, but they are afraid to go against the governor at this point.
One of the things, Senator Miller, conservative commentators have been increasingly frank in saying that this is, in fact, about cutting the power of labor unions. But then they flip that argument around and they basically say this. They say that you're just defending the power of the unions because they back the Democratic Party, that those union contributions are good for the Democratic Party, and that's why you're fighting so hard. Is that true?
Absolutely not. The Democrats have always been for protecting people's rights, for standing up for the common man. And this is just a classic example. Wisconsin has the longest tradition of workmen's laws in the country. We were the state that where workmen's compensation began. We were the first state to have unemployment insurance. We were the first state to have a public employees union, to give public employees the right to bargain. So this has been a long-standing tradition of workers' rights in Wisconsin. And I think as elected officials, we have a responsibility not only to protect rights, but to expand them.
Senator Miller, thanks very much for speaking with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Mark Miller is the minority leader, the Democratic leader in the Wisconsin State Senate. He spoke to us this morning from what's being described as an undisclosed location. It is presumed to be somewhere outside the borders of the state of Wisconsin. And we'll continue covering this story as we learn more. It's Morning Edition from NPR News.